Detroit, you showed up. You showed out. You stood strong and raised your voices towards a future that we all can believe in. And when some said that it couldn't be done, when some said that it was not the time, Detroit, you said, uh-uh. Together we can. Together we will.
That, of course, is Mayor-elect Mary Sheffield in her victory speech last night, talking about the future of the city of Detroit. Let's bring in Mario Morrow, president and CEO of Mario Morrow and Associates. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning. What an impressive victory. Wow.
I mean, it was sort of a runaway in the primary, and that continued, Mario.
Yeah, and, you know, she worked hard for that, got a great organization that started. She's been working on this for a couple years as it relates to the mayoral run, and just did what she had to do and made it happen.
So what did you think about her speech last night? She really leaned into her history, her familial history, and also the history of being the first female to lead the city.
I was impressed. You know, a lot of that was included her stump speech, but she did a really good job and tied it all together. I think she was, you know, internally very emotional. You know, you really can't tell, but you can kind of feel it through her talk. And I thought it was very nice for her grandmother to be there and hear this, you know, and see the accomplishments that her granddaughter has made.
What do you make of the margin here? I mean, it really wasn't even close. And as Jamie said, she really continued that momentum from the primary. But what do you make of what the people of the city thought of her candidacy?
Well, I think that, you know, here we go. The campaign that Mr. Reverend Solomon put out there, Solomon Kinlock put out there, basically was saying, you know, we need to change. We need to change. And people were like, well, wait a minute. Mike Duggan's done such a great job. Why we need to change? We mm-hmm. need to continue what we're doing. And I think that people, you know, bought into Mary Sheffield saying, I've been around. I know what's happening. I want to continue what Mike Duggan is doing. And then I think the nail in the coffin was pretty much when Mike Duggan came out and endorsed her.
Mm-hmm.
I thought a little bit about that when I was listening to her victory speech, when she was like, we have to reclaim the status of this city as a great American city. But she really focused on the neighborhoods. I think that allowed her to still be like, I like Mayor Duggan, but I can do more with the neighborhoods.
And I really hope that she fulfills that promise because, you know, you really can't do much in a city without the tax base of downtown and the corporate community. But You can do some, and Mike Duggan was able to do some, too. There are some corridors throughout Detroit that he was able to capitalize on as far as growth. But I really hope that she does stick to that that priority to make sure that the neighborhoods are included.
Yeah, I think that was kind of my next point as well is, you know, what can be done? Now, this is when you're going into the neighborhoods like that, I imagine it's baby steps, right? You're going to just kind of chunk off the bits that you can. But at the same time, you know, there's going to have to be a lot of attention paid to the neighborhoods if we want to really bring them up the way that I think she would like to see them.
Yeah, there's still a lot of abandoned buildings, abandoned homes that she, I think, is going to want to knock down. And then she really talked about and hyped on affordable housing. And I think the building of affordable housing and upgrading a lot of those homes, they can be upgraded so people can come in and live in those homes in a very respectable manner. I think that those are some baby steps, as you indicated, that can happen. And then there's a lot of street repairs and small businesses that want to go into the neighborhoods but really need those small business grants and loans to make it happen. I think those are part of probably her priorities. We'll hear a lot more about that when she has her first State of the City address, because right now we're just going to go through transition. She's got to build a team. You know, this is those are the baby stuff. She's got to build a team. She's got to bring in her cabinet. And I think that, you know, don't look for miracles in the first 100 days.
Mm-hmm. What about her Rise Higher Detroit transition effort? She says she's going to conduct surveys and listen to people about what they want. Is that normal for a mayor just starting office?
I've heard of that happening in some of the other urban cities throughout the country. That's very impressive because most times people don't listen. They just say, hey, let me get the search team. Let me find the most qualified people. But when you're talking to and making it inclusive, with leaders of the community and business leaders, that is impressive. And I think that's going to go a long way with her connection with the community and also the business leaders.
You brought up the team that she's going to have to assemble here. What do you think is going to be the kind of the personality of this cabinet that she's going to assemble?
You know, and I've said this before, I truly believe if she wants to continue to make history, you're going to see more women in this administration than probably in her administration that you probably have seen in the past, that you haven't seen a great deal of women. You've seen some, but I think her administration will be over with a great deal of women who are going to have a major impact with the success of her administration. I also think that you'll see a lot of younger people, accomplished younger people, people who have experience that not only from Detroit, but throughout the country. I think she's going to tap into those young, talented folks that are willing to take a step back, because these young folks are making a lot of money now. You don't do that in public service.
We might ask you overall about election night yesterday for Democrats and the wins there. But just finally on Mary, what's your feeling today on Wednesday as she's going to be the new leader starting next year?
I am hopeful, and I think that she is going to do a great job. We've got to give her some time. This is a new job. Even though she's been on city council, she's been the president, being mayor is totally different. And I think we need to wrap our arms around her, not just Detroiters, but folks throughout the state and people who believe in the city of Detroit, and say, you know what, if I can help in any way, let's make that happen. Call me. Let's make it happen. I think people are willing to do that and give her some time, embrace her, and let's listen to her. She's got some changes that she wants to make, and I think we should listen to those changes and see that they're successful.
All right, so Jamie teased it. What did you make of these races around the country yesterday? I know you were dialed into this one, but it was a good night for Democrats.
Democrats had a very good night. I think President Trump probably had a sleepless night. He's saying right now that the only reason the Democrats had a sweep because he wasn't on the ballot, but I think he was on the ballot. I think his disapproval rating was on the ballot, and that's what happened. And if this indication anytime in for midterms, if anything like this happens, the Republicans are in big trouble.
No idea. Mm.
Right, because you know he won't be on the ballot going forward. Oh. So it's like, are people concerned about that?
I think the Republicans are very concerned.
Yeah. All right. All right. Boom.
Boom. Right to the point.
Okay.
Boom.
Mario, thanks so much for your time this morning. A historic day yesterday.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Mario. You know, else I can hear Lloyd's off today, but I can hear him.
I was wondering, who was in the background there? Was that Lloyd?
Yeah, it might have been Lloyd. I can hear Lloyd talking about, you know, some of the upgrades that have already happened in these neighborhoods. A lot of the parks in the city that were completely abandoned, you know, grass up to your hips.
There's Lloyd.
There he is. He's not with Mario. He's here. But they have made a lot of momentum. There was a lot of momentum, but they've made a lot of upgrades into the neighborhoods, but they want more.
Absolutely. And she says she can deliver. All right, coming up. Really cool event coming up on Friday. I'm happy to be a part of it. The Michigan Parkinson Foundation, all the good work they do in our area helping caregivers and those suffering with Parkinson's disease. That's at 6:35.